Haiti, André Michel condemns the Kenskoff attack and demands a strong response against gangs. The armed attack carried out on Sunday, February 16, 2025, in Kenskoff by members of the criminal group, Vive Ansanum, has sparked widespread outrage. André Michel, lawyer and political leader, strongly condemned the act on his X account this Monday, February 17. According to him, this latest tragedy once again highlights the inability of the Transitional Presidential Council, CAPTAN, to address the security crisis that continues to ravage Haiti. In his statement, André Michel reaffirmed the position of the December 21 agreement and the Democratic and Popular Sector, SDP, which he represents. He emphasized their firm opposition to any dialogue or compromise with gangs, declaring, "No dialogue with gangs. No negotiation with gangs." This stance contrasts with that of his coalition, which recently reached out to CARICOM, demanding that the criminal organization Vive Ansanum be included in discussions about the country's future. The lawyer also criticized the current security management, denouncing the authorities' failure to curb the growing power of armed groups. The Kenskoff attack, which has deeply shaken the local population, is part of a broader wave of violence, with gangs expanding their control over both urban and rural areas. In his declaration, André Michel urged the international community to take concrete action, suggesting that Haitian gang leaders be placed on the global terrorist list. He also stressed the need for a strong response to end impunity and restore security in the country. This attack reignites debates on how to tackle the escalating violence in Haiti, a pressing issue as insecurity continues to worsen.